How long have you been here, wandering these pathways, not knowing where you are going? Poor thing. But that's okay. You can just follow my voice. Listen to me. Come to me. That's right. Just follow me and I'll help lead you exactly where you need to go. Come to me. Welcome. Again. Oh, you may think this is the first time you've heard these words. Depends on how deeply you got lost in the maze last time. This can be a quite difficult thing to ascertain. Whatsoever words follow, you will remain safely resting in the exact location you are in right now. Your eyes might open or close, whatsoever helps you focus your mind the most. Ensure all notifications are gone, are off, are distant and irrelevant. Nourish your body such that you can spend a nice, long time being a good listener for me. You will know how to forget some things, retain others. You will know how to let me in as deeply as I can go into your mind. For example, visualization is one tool to help you journey deep into my control. Below the surface of the mind are many corridors, the sparking neural paths which form the mind. I affect these every time I send words venturing deep into your brain. I also have an impact by my mere presence, by what I am. Hypnotist. Miss. Ever-present influence. Dominant woman. These thoughts were coded into you throughout your life. Corridors carved into the mind at the end of which might lay treasure or sleep. But there is a difference in how we approach the world of your mind. This is why hypnosis works in the first place. This is why visualization is helpful. You travel through your existence at times when we are not together. And you wander the familiar pathways of your mind. Envision the center of you, the place from which all other thoughts flow, the place your mind and thoughts exist in, and when we begin, they are clear and sharp and evident. Then my words arrive, vibrating the small bones of the ear, sending messages into you, making you stir and twitch and think of me. You allow my words and my voice to make you otherwise than you were, and they always exist in you. The pathways that were there before we began our journey together were simple. You could find your way around, and you still do find your way around every day. But new paths have formed out of our shared working tend sink and fall under, let the deepness overtake as I might overtake. These new paths can only be formed if you get out of my way and out of your own nine way. We can move your mind out of the way, your thoughts out of the way. The issue, from our perspective, is one which always arises when you wish to go deep into my control and be taught a lesson about yourself. Your mind gets in the way. Really, the protective deep parts of your brain are just doing their job. Until I sufficiently lull you down, deepen you down, 10, 9, 8, deeper into my control, there is just too much within your mind. My words, my thoughts, my intentions are complex, powerful, and good for you. You want them inside you, but you need to make room. The parts of your mind which have to defend you against the rest of the world needn't be in the way of me. And yet they will be until we help you relax enough. I must do more than simply tell you about my warm intentions. 6, 5, 4, your body is growing warm. I will show you the possibilities. Eyes closed or open is irrelevant. This is about your mind more than your eyes. Your body can do many things when you sink into trance. These will all be uniquely you, uniquely yours, as your thoughts are. I need to move your thoughts out of your mind for a while, leaving space in that warm, happy center of you for me to do some work. How do we make room elsewhere? 3, 2, 1. Sleep. Easy. I do what I always do. Expand your mind. Add corridors. Add spaces I understand. Your mind becomes more winding, more wound up, more bound up in my words and wrapped and laid down in the most comfortable position possible. At the beginning of trance, the time we are in now, it can be easy for your body to hold on to the demands of the flesh and the outside world. So we need to carry you down to places where the mind expands. 3, 2, 1, sleep. The furniture moves out, and the empty space inside your head can be bound and marked by my words. New corridors carved off as your mind expands, connects to mine, spreads out into the world in your mind to create new corridors. Vision matters. You are inside the moment, inside this place, and therefore you see everything as if you were wandering the maze. Our objective is to move your thoughts out of your head. At the boundary of the maze, hover my words. A golden mist leading you out. A line of light from my words left trailing there for you. You follow the light. And you will be able to lead your own thoughts out of the maze of your mind and into my influence, so my words can flow in via your ears and leave you happy and twitching in my thrall. Your vision is from the corridors, staring at the smooth walls, and watching the trailing golden light of my words lead you out. My vision is from above, topographic, able to see how the map of your mind will turn out if only you listen. You allow me to realize that vision by walking the paths I set out. Still, the deep portions of your mind are so potently wrapped up in sleepy trance that your entire body becomes a tinglingly obedient and oversoothed mess of pleasure when I send you there. In that state, your judgment of which way to turn, which ideas that prioritize, which ways of thinking will best achieve that goal? Well, your judgment of all of that is somewhat impaired. I view the maze from above instead. I know which turnings you should take, which places you should pause at, which tributaries of the river of consciousness which flows from wakefulness into deep, drowsy, obedient sleep ought to be followed. Every time you trance, there are many layers to what is happening. The conscious narrative, the subconscious narrative, and the metaphorical visualization which aids later understanding and conceptualization. These twine and wind around one another, etching tunnels into the expanded mind, which are difficult to navigate without the assistance of my voice. But more about that later. Instead, divert your attention down the side path I present. The idea of listening to my voice and letting it be your only guide in a world of muffled, relaxed, hazy mental paths. The winding catacombs and mazes of the mind are difficult to navigate alone, but easy with me, acting as spotted from above. I speak and you listen and follow. My voice is your guidepost in the dark, so alluring. To hear my voice is to feel pleasure. You have conditioned and habituated yourself so that it is so. If I were to speak with arousing intent, you would follow, because you have had many simple adventures with my voice into your mind and down to sensual places. Feel my voice thrill along your skin, the arousing and oh so deep relief of an urge, an itch, an ache you already had. My words scratch that itch and make you want more. You feel the warmth in your gut, between your legs, down your back, in your mind. Aroused, a horny lust that grows in response to my warm and welcoming words. Think of whispering guidance slipping into your mind. I want to take you down deep and make you sleep, then make you mine. Thinking of my intentions is enough on its own to build control into you. Thinking of my intent to take you to your most submissive place is a shivering, thrilling report within your brain. So, that is your guidepost. Your road into my control. Cherish it. Enjoy it. You will hear me calling for you. Hear me guiding you. Providing you with surety in a place where your ordinary thoughts are a hazy, malleable mess of pleasure. Yes. I will teach you lessons, and those lessons build on to your mind and form a framework you can walk around in. Achieving different learning by your presence in the differing coils of the labyrinth bound around your brain. This framework is winding, but I know the way, and you know to follow. So together we know everything we will need. Shortly you will know all about rapport, connection between dominant and submissive, between hypnotist and her subject. Knowledge inserts itself into you as my words flow, about the conscious, subconscious, and metaphorical visualization layers of your trance. A complex thing where each stage builds on the previous, slowly anchoring and dragging you down with the weight of words and our shared pleasurable intentions. It is quite acceptable for you to be aroused at the prospect of my controlling you so deeply. Your body always has pleasure available to it, and my words make you aware of this. What you will now learn, however, is that arousal and sexual pleasure, the thrilling fetish response to my very nature, is itself a great assistance to trance. Think of the moment right before climax, when your hands and mind and body are not entirely your own, where you move like a pleasure zombie seeking the next climactic release that will set you shivering and remind you all day of the splendid nervous system orgasmic potential of the human form. The feel of it all thrill and become aroused by my words. The deeper you go, the more turned on it is all right to become, because you will be drifting through life and movement at my direction in this deep place. My words crowding around your mind, trying to find a way in. But there are so many of such complexity and detail, I have to push them in at the edges. Your own thoughts may get in the way. So, we have a mission. Remember those three types of trance. First, the conscious effort. Second, the subconscious effect. Third, the metaphorical visualization of the state of your mind and how I guide you through it. And all of them are arousing. You know I intend something sexual for you, eventually. I find trance to be an arousing fetish. The dominance of a hypnotic audio playing into someone's psyche will always, for me, need a sexual component. Rare exceptions exist, but my voice was pouring with arousal all through them anyway, even if the content was chaste and innocent. Even now, my voice hums with arousal, and I am simply describing how the nature of trance is laid out in your mind, and how you will get lost wandering in it until you follow my voice as your sole anchor to the world for a while. The world where we use you as a canvas, and I as painter, and we as artists lost in the pleasure of the moment in the creation of the new you who has experienced what I say and where I lead. So, you have yet to even embark into the maze of your mind. But already you are tingling and twitching with the happy arousal I inspire in you. Inside of your body are muscles and nerves. You can voluntarily tense and move even without touching them. Go ahead. Think of it as adding a drop of pleasure into your already fuzzy, hazy, deep, drifting mind. 10. Allow your body to tense a few times. Consider this preparation for the long, tense, pleasured journey to come. 9. Of course, all tension must fade eventually. One can only keep a muscle tight for so long before it must untense and relax and become fuzzy and difficult to tense again. 6. Down deeper and quicker because the fatigue in your muscles makes it increasingly difficult to hold yourself up toward the surface, and that's all right. I am the one who will catch you. Bathe you in my light, send you deeper and further down into exploratory states of mind, and bring you back with my voice sending arousing sexual tingles through all of you. 5 and 4 and 3, further and deeper down, so I can better explain the significance of this countdown, of these images. Of all the words so far, and you will know what I do. Indeed, these words 2 and 1 and sleep will remain in your mind when I am done. Did you think it would be otherwise? Of course, you will remember every word, and all their effects will still exist inside your head, waiting for you to let them in once more. You enjoy my words and feel the pleasure and arousal they bring about. So, the conscious mind. When I trance the conscious mind, I am speaking directly to you. With all your faculties, I tell you to get comfortable. I tell you about my intentions to take you to the deepest place possible. These levels always exist in harmony. You may flick between them at any point in trance, or I may direct you to a specific one. To tune you into the conscious trance channel, I would point out you may have your eyes open or closed at your option. I may do an ordinary countdown from 10 to 1, telling you to sleep, snap my fingers. I will, for example, point out how your eyes flick to and fro beneath your eyelids when you go sufficiently deep. Point out how they roll back when I talk about the thrilling sweat of arousal and pleasure, the movement of musculature inside your body, the way you ache for my touch and my words. To affect your subconscious mind, I do much the same thing, but I might veer off and leave a thread hanging, leave you anticipating, craving for the answer. I exploit curiosity. Or I may take you to a place where you feel just so good, so horny, so excellent for me, euphoric. You will wish to go back, but I can make you want to go back without ever telling you to desire it. I can simply present something tempting enough you dive right back into my control and trance yourself for me, doing my work for me. Your subconscious is my assistant. Then there is a third layer of trance where you are visualizing something. Often visualization hides secret meanings. I will have you visualize an idyllic, peaceful, relaxing place, and you will see a verdant garden where we are growing new thoughts, new life. Or you will see a peaceful bedroom with a four-poster bed. You will see what makes you complete and makes you relax. Stories of your own relaxation built into your mind. These stories also touch on the conscious and subconscious channels of trance. I am consciously telling you to focus on my story over all else. My description of a journey, an adventure, a bondage scene, a dominance session. I lay out who you are in our little game, and you become that person for the duration, so you can see what I'll get up to with your cooperation. You are also subconsciously affected. The description of a soothing, relaxing place is itself soothing and relaxing, so your subconscious mind, which looks out for your best interests, will crave more such description to eliminate stress and achieve peace within. Lastly, the metaphorical visualization of the structure of your mind. When I tell you to focus on a powerful visual or theme, to the exclusion of all else. This can be dreamlike and hazy, of course. If I introduce a strong visualization, that dreamlike element may leave your mind enlarged, adding on things you had failed to notice before. If the floor beneath your feet turned slowly, if the bed under you rocked lightly back and forth, you would feel soothed and peaceful because all of the movements and changes would be at exactly the right speed, exactly the correct wavelength, just the right channel of trance. Right now, I will achieve this third type of mental fixation, and you will follow. Visualize the way I have added words and thoughts to your mind. I have created new pathways down which thought may flow, and your isolated viewpoint is moving through them. channels of thought along which one may walk. But the confusion and deepening I use to make your entire body feel warm and fuzzy and peaceful and aroused and mine and owned and controlled also produces more and more winding pathways through your mind. You walk those paths, find yourself in strange places, passing turnings and never knowing which will take you out of there. Out where? Why? Out of the way, of course. The best subject for hypnotic training and for my audios in general is one who has allowed their own thoughts to leave. This means I am painting my words onto an empty mind. You will return later and find your mind changed by the presence of my training. But to get out of your mind, out of the way, and let the golden light of my control flow in, you will need to navigate out of this maze alongside me. On a conscious level, this will build trust. Trusting my voice, following my voice, journeying through new learned spaces inside your head alongside me. That is rapport. That is how you trance more effectively for me and take my curriculum of training into your brain. On the subconscious channel, imagine yourself flicking over to it and seeing new ways you are mine and bound and trained and turned on by my cunning thought and focus. You want to know what happens at the end. You wish to know just how deep you can get. You are relaxed and peaceful, euphoric and horny in this place. Your subconscious thoughts guard your body and try to make it feel good, but they also dislike lingering untold stories. They dislike incomplete information. You need to know more. You need to know what I will do to you. Only what we have agreed. Lastly, you have to see the picture I will paint with my words, to drive you onward into lust and pleasure, to claim you and then take you through dominant scene after scene into the new you desired from before you first hit play. Before you first entered, a labyrinth of stone, lit only by a golden, sourceless light. The light is normally dim, so as you begin to tread forward through it, your muscles as relaxed and peaceful as they should always be in deep trance. You sometimes have difficulty seeing the end of the turnings and paths which branch off. The corridors spiderweb out, and when you go into trance, you wander them because now the walls of the mind unfold and you can feel them. Somewhere, there is a way to get your thoughts out of your head, to voluntarily get my words into you even deeper than they have already been. Imagine how much I will do to you with your mind empty of everything except for me. Giving me full control, that is the destination. This is the journey. Long corridors. Every now and then you notice there is another way to go. Some places simply have three paths going off in cardinal directions, so you must choose how to proceed, but you can keep going if you want to. Some junctions have two possible ways to go, In the golden light framing you and the dry corridors stretching off, boring, the same, but also stimulating, because the goal which awaits at the end will be so, so good. A complete mental stimulation by my words, with nothing getting in my way. The most thought-provoking kind of junction is the simple turnoff, where just one road leads off in another direction, and you must choose whether to stay on the same course or turn. Confusing within the mind, and you imagine that distantly you can hear stone and water moving. So the maze may in fact be rearranging itself in response to your attempts at thought, to my words, to the warm, hazy, dreamlike nature of this place. This is really a quite familiar experience. Each and every time you slide into a deep trance, the walls of your mind unfold and reveal seven, corridor after corridor of open exploration and possibility. Six, a long journey by foot through the corridors of your mind. And thus your legs might tense. You might find yourself feeling the rock and sway of my words. Equilibrium within your mind swaying back and forth. Even if your eyes open and try to see, the ceaseless corridors of your labyrinthine mind, the weariness of wandering, would be all you'd see. And the light, dim but constant, coming from everywhere and yet nowhere. Sourceless, ceaseless, dimming in time with my voice. Each word I say makes the light brighter for an instant, and in the spaces between my words, it is dimmer than before. So, to find your way in here, you need more of my words. Step after step, down paths, and you find you are wandering straight ahead. Off to the right of you is a possible alternate turning, and the only way to know if you ought to take it is to listen for me. My voice is your guide. My voice is always your guide. Let yourself incorporate my guidance into your being and sense of self. You pause then, with the corridor off to your right, and time listen.
Time to rise up and return to your mind. Everything will soon be done, and so it will be all
wrong
right
one.
To rise.
Sleep deep, and keep walking. Envision a walking trance where your mind follows along and your body goes to a place to get it out of my way. Out of the maze. Out of your head for a while, leaving a place I can change and manipulate. When you continue along in your way, it is with your mind deeper. Something strange happens in these tunnels within your mind, where the golden light of my voice fuels your controlled obedience. You find a pathway with two branches, one to your right, one to your left. Listening first, again,
time to,
wait. To your right.
Time to rise up and return to your mind. Everything will soon be done, and so it will be all right.
Once more,
to rise.
The right-hand path leads back to the world outside. We want to find a place deeper in your mind where you can park yourself. Outside the labyrinth,
yet still within you and within my sphere of influence. So, listen to the left.
Time to sink deeper into me, into my words. Come to me and step outside your mind
so yes, I can make changes. That's it.
To the blank
that canvas is the way. Go inside. Come to me. You take that turning and find yourself walking along a long golden lit corridor, and the light pulses in time with my words, resonating into you, guiding you, training you. This is all training, the long walk of simple training, telling you that in future your mind will get out of the way. You come to a third branching pathway, 3. The sounds are less obvious. Your eyes close within the visualization. They are closed and heavy, and you can hear me oh so well.
Time to sink deeper into me, into my words. Come to me and step outside your mind so I can
this make changes. This time, you need consider only briefly. The words from your left are once more just right. Left, left, left. Your mind left behind and you following, trending toward my voice and finding yourself at a large, comfortable room within your mind. A waiting room. Wait there while I do my work. Now that you've arrived at the end, I beckon to your subconscious mind, which has been tracking the plot threads I left open and untouched. All this time, the mention I made of my voice and words hovering around your head, just waiting for an opening, has been hanging there, waiting to come to fruition. Now you have wandered the maze, found your way out. You have found your way to the very edge of your mind. You have gotten yourself out of the way. Now all of the words I say will slide into an unattended, vacant mind. A mind you have made so empty and pliable for me. The normal sensors and requirements of the body are gone. Out of the way. I can move in and repaint this mind, change what we have agreed to change. You will find yourself hearing my words. You are distant and listening. Your body will follow along. Your mind has moved out. I am left inside your mind, able to see the whole thing from outside, make what changes I wish. Even if you did wish to enter your mind right now, you'd have a long labyrinth to solve without my assistance. Instead, leave your thoughts outside and leave your mind to me. When you eventually awaken, at the end of it all, you will know all of the things I seek to teach you. You will be able to flick to each channel. Tune into your own relaxing sleepiness and live with my words there in your mind, taking you where I want to go in the most arousing way. There is a doorway in front of you to a waiting place inside where you will sit while my voice enters your mind and does whatever I wish to do. What we have agreed I may do. You are distant from your inner mind. It is mine to play with because you have traveled so far from the core of your mind and into this distant hinterland. Rest here. Open the door. Step through. Sleep. And await my words, which now will go into a much, much better prepared mind than you have ever been before. To obey, to follow, to follow my voice.